Welcome to the Stuff and Junk Show, where we share our opinions on random topics from interesting news, social topics, pop culture, our likes and dislikes, things seen, heard, or read, told, and did, and what we do. You know, stuff and junk. Hello, my name is Albert.
My name is Ruthie.
This is Jeremy.
This is Anna.
And you know, we want to kick things off with Ruthie's topics, right? Yes?
Oh
yes?
My god, I'm dying.
Come on.
Where do I start?
Which one do you want to start with, though?
I don't know. Which one did I say I was going to start with?
Rant about New York City schools.
Oh yeah. Okay. So on Friday, I went to my friend's high school daughter's high school because she asked me to be like to represent for her career day. And she was like, "We don't really have anything in the sector of like the industry that you do. So like, you know, we have doctors, we have nurses, we have police officers, firefighters, you know, the usual like business corporate people, but nothing in like supply chain like what you do." And I was like, I mean, okay, sure. Like, I'm not, you know, super busy at the moment, which honestly, like Friday, I was so busy, but it worked. I promised and I signed up and I did it anyway, brought in some samples, which the kids loved. But as soon as I, then this is in Midtown Manhattan. This is like on, in a neighborhood called Murray Hill. And there's been this huge brick building, very solid, that's just always stuck out on Park Avenue over there. But I never knew what that building was. I didn't know it was a school because there's no windows. So when the Uber went to drop me off, and I was like looking for the entrance, and I'm like, where is this place? Well, actually, let me backtrack. I was supposed to pick up Starbucks for her too, because she was begging me. And I'm like, hey, I'm carrying a lot of stuff. Like, can I just send you money and like you go pick it up for us, and then I'll meet you out front in the school. And she goes, I can't go out. I was like, what? What do you mean you can't leave your school, like even between classes? And she goes, no, we're not allowed to leave. And I was like, okay, weird. I don't remember doing that, but sure. Okay, whatever.
I do.
You're not allowed to leave?
Yeah.
I remember. I wasn't allowed to leave either.
Over here, we're not allowed to leave in the middle of the day.
Oh, really? I thought you were able, because it's like in my high school, we were able to like go out for breakfast and come back and then go out for lunch and then come back.
You have to get permission.
Yeah. We're not allowed to have freedom.
Yeah, so you have to get permission for that.
We're talking about a teacher that works there. We're talking about a student.
Student, yeah. And I was like, I forgot. And then I was just like, maybe I forgot that, you know, you don't have certain freedoms when you're in high school. You know, it's not like in an office where you can just come and go. So I was like, okay, fine, whatever. Like, I'll just go pick it up. So then I walk over to the school and it just looks shut. So I'm like, okay, this isn't even like, is it? First of all, it looks sketchy as heck in front. So nothing like my school. So then I'm like, okay, is this it? So then I open a door and I see some students that are in between, like in the threshold, like between doors. So then I'm like, what are they waiting for? So I thought the doors were like locked or something, and they were just waiting to get it opened up for them. So then I asked one of the students, I'm like, and it was just girls. So I was like, are the doors open? Like, are we waiting for something? And they go, no, go ahead. And one of them was nice enough to open the door for me. So as soon as I walk in, there's like 8 to 10 safety officers. And I'm just, and then the first thing that I see is metal detectors and x-ray machines. And I was just like, what the heck? So then they're looking at me like, hi, can I help you? I'm like, hi, I'm here for career day. And they're like, okay, no problem. You don't need to go through the metal detectors, but we do need to scan your bags. And I was like, okay, sure. So then like they took my bags and like put it through the machine. And they're like, do you have any sharp objects or knives, blades, anything like that? I'm like, definitely not. And they're like, you never know. Just being safe, because like these kids here.
Hold on.
I'm
if like, they were being safe, they let you go through the metal detector. What the heck?
I know. What the hell? That's not being safe.
Okay. Honestly, all this sounds about right, given the work on New York City and also last 30 some odd years of gun shootings and stuff like that. Yeah, all this sounds about right.
I went to school in New York City. Yeah. I mean, I'm
not even asking how many years ago was that. I'm asking how many shootings ago was that.
That's true. That's a good point.
We measure this not by years, but by how many shootings and stuff like that. How many bullying things.
The thing is, even before all the shootings and stuff, like I have... like Ellis, for example, like he went to school in the Bronx and that was bad. He was shocked that I was so shocked with the metal detectors. And he goes, I went through metal detectors every day. Like, why are you so shocked? And I'm
right,
like, are you kidding? Like, seriously? Like, was I that spoiled in my school, like that I didn't have to go through two metal detectors and I wasn't locked in school all day. Like I could go out for lunch and get sunshine and stuff. Mm-hmm. And he was like, apparently, because I was like, wow, I had
none of this sounds shocking so far. We didn't have metal detectors.
Me and Jami's high school didn't have any of that. Me and Jami's high school, we didn't have any of that, but we did have that rule where you can't leave the school in the middle of the day. That's about it.
Right? Even in the Philippines, when I did go to school there, like, we had security, but you can leave.
Yeah, you're right.
And you can come back.
Yeah. And also the implementation of all this is not shocking because, like I said, the shootings is up and also the shootings. You know what I mean?
But during the time that me and Jami were in high school, there were schools in California that had those things, like especially like in the urbanized area, like Compton.
The high school in Hawaii had metal fences, heavily tiled walls. You know, the 10 to 12 safety officers treating kids like they were criminals already and gangbangers. Like these are little girls. These are like little girls, and they're like empty your pockets. And then, okay, go back through again. Because, like, she forgot to, like, remove her headphones or something. Go back through again. And I'm like, Jesus Christ. Like, oh,
it's called zero tolerance.
This is headphones.
It's zero tolerance.
Me going to the club nowadays.
Yeah.
The club would be even safer.
Yeah, it's like going to Disneyland, for God's sake, you know.
If they don't search one little girl.
Wait, there's metal detectors in Disneyland?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Through the tram. Yeah.
No.
But it doesn't feel... No, I know, but it doesn't feel like, you know, like, heck, I feel safer at TSA than at that in a high school.
I don't know what's going on here.
And then, like, I had to be escorted everywhere by somebody from the school. So what happened, like, the reason for that is, like, there's 8 different schools in this 10-story building.
Jesus Christ.
So, like, you had to have some representative of each school come down to get a guest.
We should talk about that. There's overcrowding. I think that's a more interesting topic.
In New York City for you, right in the middle of Manhattan. And then I realized, like, you know, we're talking and, you know, I'm networking with other of the people who are there for career day. And then we're led into our classrooms. I'm like, there are no windows. What the heck?
Yeah.
Like, you felt like you were in a basement in the middle of the night. Mm-hmm. Like, you wouldn't know what time it was. Like, it was a casino. And it was just like a big roundabout, like very square setup of a circle.
They don't even have a slit of a window in a very top corner.
I'm telling you, this building, I've always seen this building and I never knew what it was because there were no windows.
It was a prison.
It's just like,
This is like a cinder block of a building. This is America. This is public school and stuff like that.
Take it back. Prisons have windows in their cells.
Yeah, like prisons like here in the city have windows.
Yeah.
The prisons here have windows. Schools don't have windows here, apparently.
This is part of a larger issue of like, hey, you don't want billions of dollars going into nukes, billions of dollars going to foreign military bases. This is why you should put your money in infrastructure, in public schools and stuff, instead of all this BS bullshit stuff. But yeah, this is the consequence. You know? What are you going to do?
Yep.
So, it was an interesting day. It was nice to share like what my career has been in project management. They enjoyed like learning about fashion, and it was funny. The cutest question was always like, "How much do you make? How much did you make starting? What do you need to do? Like, where can I go to school?" I'm like, honestly, nothing. Like, just you learn on the job. There's nothing you can study for this. Like,
you just need
to do it.
That is so true with so many jobs. Where it's you pretty much just like, "Oh, we'll teach you how to do the job."
Which is exactly what
the schools don't want you to say.
Yeah, and. No, but the schools were actually like, be honest, you know, don't shy away from any questions. And one of the things that they wanted us to discuss was, what did you learn in school that, you know, maybe you can give them advice on what is helping you now? And I was like, definitely algebra. Pay attention in algebra because Excel is all anybody in corporate uses and it will be very, very helpful for you in the long run. And I said, Excel is not just computer. And then they're looking at me like, what's Excel? And I'm like, it's like Google Sheets. They're like, oh.
Wait, hold on. Do kids not use Excel nowadays?
No, they use Google Sheets.
Oh.
It's a thing.
Yeah. And which is not as good as Excel. I hate using Google. I mean, I use Google Sheets, but I don't really like using it because it's not as easy to use as Excel.
No, it's a free product, so that's part of it too.
Yeah.
Well, Excel is paid, so yeah.
Yeah. So, but I basically said, like, it's the same principle. You know, you can enter formulas. You can connect different sheets. You can connect different files. But you have to have that basic understanding of algebra, which will help you. Number two, learn a different language, specifically Chinese. Not to be racist, but like most of our, like 80, 90% of our stuff is made from there. So like, if you want to work in this industry, it would be very, very helpful to learn Chinese.
At that particular moment, did a MAGA kid stand up and say something?
I think most of the kids speak Spanish.
They speak Spanish or they speak other languages at least. Mm-hmm. And what was the, I forgot what my third one was, but basically I was just like, yeah, like just be open-minded, learn on the job, be savvy. Don't get so where you're so worried about yourself. I'm like, there's other things going on around you. And sometimes you just need to get over your fear. Yeah. Like you can't be so worried about like, oh, I'm an introvert, this and that. I'm like, no. Things move on with or without you, so you need to just adapt and be agile, and like it's do or die, like literally in an industry like this. And they were like, okay, what do you do in business, like what about the business aspect of it, like costing this and that. And some students actually had really, really good questions about the supply chain and like how it works and where does this question of theirs come into play, and how do things. And then I was explaining to them also like how things go from concept all the way to how it gets to them wearing it in the classroom. So they were actually like super interested and perceptive, yeah. Especially my last class. It was actually pretty fun to do. I would do it again.
Did anybody?
Like, I don't know.
Did anybody actually ask about tariffs?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So they did ask. Okay.
They did ask. And I said, actually, well, it was the teacher that asked.
I think I gotta mention this.
Because I asked him, I was like, do you have any questions? And he was like, yeah, where do tariffs play into this? Like, does it actually affect pricing? And I was like, yep, it won.
The teacher's woke?
Oh, so woke. He was wearing a hoodie. And I was like, oh, yeah, definitely. Like, everything else is 25% more expensive because of that, like, that last time that we increased everything by 25% in tariffs from China. So that's why all you see is, like, prices going up because there's no choice. And then the kids are like, huh? And I'm like, yes, because the companies that make these clothes from China, China doesn't pay for it. We pay for those duties and tariffs and taxes, not China. We pay for it, and therefore it goes onto our clothes, and that's why it becomes more expensive.
They were seriously surprised?
Some of them really were.
Wow.
They didn't understand, yeah.
Okay.
So I'm just like, I wanted to be to the teacher, like, what are you teaching these kids? They're looking at me like they don't know anything. Sheesh.
Oh, that was fun. And what was your second topic that you want to mention?
So apparently, I don't know where this fits into, if this still fits into like PG-13 land. Apparently mommy fetish is a thing, because when we left.
Wait, did my Google search leak? What's happening here?
I'm telling you.
What's happening? Like, I thought I had enough privacy on my Google search. All right, whatever.
Yeah, sorry, Jamming. I accidentally picked up your laptop. So after we left, and like my friend's daughter, like we hung out for a little bit more. I took her to a job site that I was working on, and she sends me a screenshot. She shows me a screenshot of one of her classmates, and that classmate, he's a younger classman. I think he's a sophomore and only 15 years old. And he's like, I want your aunt. And I'm like, what is this?
That is like, a compliment, ew. Ruthie. That's a compliment.
It's a compliment, but it's a disturbing one, Albert. I am not willing to go to jail just to be flattered even.
Wait, how old are these kids?
15.
I understand.
I mean, he was like 6'3", like it was 6 feet, like for a 15-year-old. But I was wondering, like, why is he being so helpful? But I thought he was, like, one of the students that was assigned to me. And I guess he was the last student that was assigned to me. And he was like, Miss, can I help you with your bags? Can I help pack up anything? And I'm like, okay, sure. Pack this up. And then he carried everything, walked me to my Uber. And then apparently that's why, because he thought I was hot. And I'm like, mm-hmm. When did I become Stifler's mom? Like, this is so... like American Pie,
which is like a reference that they don't know about, but go on.
I know. And then just like, this is so disturbing on so many levels. Like, I'm telling my friend's daughter, like, I could be his mom. Please tell him to find somebody his age. This is disturbing. And he's like, yeah, that's exactly what I like about her. I'm like, oh my God.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, get me out of here.
Yeah.
So yes. Apparently I can attract people from ages 15 and 50 to 50. So
yeah.
Oh God.
Teenage boys. They're horn dogs.
Yep.
I guess I still got it then.
what did your significant other say about this?
He was just like, that is so weird. That is just so weird.
Why is he surprised?
Because I guess he never thought of an older woman in his at that age as, you know, sexually attractive.
I wonder is this an American thing? I don't know.
I guess it's an American thing.
Or just a horny boys thing. We're not going to get bigger details. It's a horny kid.
Did he crush on a celebrity when he was young?
Yeah. Well, Pamela Anderson. I just outed him.
Well, I mean, there we go. I mean, every teenage boy has a crush.
Yeah. Yeah, but like not somebody that you see, like, you know, a celebrity, sure, you know, like, you know, Anna, like you and I with Pedro Pascal, like, but, you know, if it's a real person, I'm not going to be like, oh, he's really hot. Like,
I saw Silver Fox last night. He was hot. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, you know, we're at that age where we would date the son or the dad, right?
Exactly.
No, okay, now we have to move on.
I just didn't think I could date the grandson. That's weird.
Whomever ends up with more wealth, I'll take.
All right.
The son, right? Yeah, the son. We'll see.
All right, Riddhi, is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
Anna, how about you?
Let's talk about silver foxes.
I like this.
I'm kidding. Oh, okay. So I wanted to tell you guys, thank you so much for convincing me to go see Black Bag, because I went to go see it and I freaking loved it. Oh my gosh.
It looks so good.
It's
such a good movie. And funny enough, I know you guys warned me it was a talkie-talkie movie. I forgot to warn my friend that it's a talkie-talkie movie and he fell asleep.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
It looks like such a good movie.
I know, it was a good movie. Well, the thing is, he went to like the nicer theater, so the seats were really like comfortable. So he's like, I'm gonna fall asleep, and I'm like, don't fall asleep, I'll slap you. And then I had to slap him because he fell asleep. But no, the movie was really good. The acting was phenomenal. I had a really good time with it, so I'm really glad that you guys convinced me to go see it, because I was kind of like, I'll just wait for streaming. And I mean, whatever, but I'm glad I got off my lazy butt and I went to go see it. So that was it was worth the trip. Like, I had to go to the mall because I had to go to Uniqlo and the movie. It was perfect. I love it when I do that.
You want to mention the visual aspect to John Bang and ask him about that, Anna?
The what?
The how it looked.
Oh, okay. So here is the thing. And I'm like, maybe I'm getting old. Maybe I need to start wearing my glasses when I go see movies.
Mm-hmm.
But I swear to God, there was like, I don't know if they were using like a special filter or my movie theater sucked, like quality, like visually wise. But it, like, I felt like it was so fuzzy. Like I felt like I needed to clean my eyes or like clean the lens, because it's
fuzzy.
It felt like, you know, when you don't clean the lens camera of your phone and you take a picture and it looks like all like smudgy and stuff. That's how the movie felt to me. And it was driving me wild. I just felt like my eyes were not focusing.
Jianming, did you have that experience?
No.
Me neither. Yeah, okay. Apparently, it's not an isolated experience, because I looked, Googled online, and there were other people who also mentioned it. So I don't know what's up with that.
Apparently, it's his thing. I don't know if it's like his like.
All these theaters. I mean, I can only speak for AMC, but they're all pretty automated, so this should be like autofocus. You don't need a projectionist inside to focus.
Maybe the projector wasn't focused enough.
Was it just this one experience in this one theater, or is it constantly happening? Is it an eye thing? You get your eyes checked?
During the day, like, I have it when I went to go see that movie. I went to go see another movie there and it was fine. It was crystal clear, but this one movie just not.
When your friend was awake, did he notice it at the same screening?
Yes, he did mention that, but he said it was a director thing. I don't know.
I'm saying it could be a director's thing, although I didn't notice that much of a deal.
I didn't notice it at all.
So, I mean, like, You watch Presence, right, Jamie?
I saw what?
Presence.
Yes.
So same director, but the camera's different, and that one has, I would say, a kind of fuzzy feel to it.
That, but that's intentional. I know that.
Yeah, that's a filter, but
that's a POV filter. That's right. It enhances the POV.
Yeah, but did not for Black Bag though. I didn't see that for Black Bag. Yeah, so shrug. I don't know.
It could be that specific screen. Maybe something happened to the projection machine thing. So I don't know.
Well, we'll see. I'm gonna go see Pride and Prejudice when it comes out again, and I'll let you guys know. But my second story is I have a little fun adventure that I'm gonna keep you guys updated on. So my friend and I go to the same gym, and we've been going same day, different schedules. I go in the morning, she goes in the afternoon, blah blah. So she texted me on Friday. She was at the 5:30 workout class, and she's like, "Hey, there's a guy here that is really nerdy. He's really talkative. You need to come to the 5:30 class next week because
that's dedication."
Yeah, she's like, "You need to look out." She's like, "He was talking about Star Wars and Pokemon, and he just got a new tattoo, and he works at a gaming store."
Oh wait, hold on, I'm confused. Was she telling you this so that you can avoid the guy? Or she
telling
me this?
No, she's telling me this so I can meet him. She's like, anyways, you need to come and you need to find
it's a meet cute.
Yeah, it's a meet cute. The other meet cute, you know?
No, that's what you call dedication.
Boom, I'm going to tell her that one. So I
5:30 class? Wow.
I know, and the 5:30 classes have notoriously been filling up prior.
Maybe because of him?
Maybe, I don't know, right? No, right now the gym's really popular. It's kind of really annoying because everyone's really socializing, and I'm like, oh my god, leave me alone. But
at 5:30 in the morning, that's crazy.
No, it's a 5:30
p.m. Oh, okay.
I go to the 6 a.m. class, so
you're more dedicated.
And I'm going to a 6 a.m. class tomorrow. I don't know how I'm gonna do it.
6 a.m. is crazy, man.
I know, I'm crazy, but. So I've been missing the 5:30 classes. I've done 4:30, but I haven't done the 5:30 because those are always selling out. So she's just like, just look for him when you come. And I was like, fine. So
he's the one wearing a Darth Vader mask.
I know, right? No, I know. When she described him, I was like, I don't know. And she's like, no, you have to meet him. And I was like, fine. So I'm going to go to the 5:30 class. I'm canceling pickleball next week to go to this class. To find out who this guy. I don't even know if he's going to be there because he was there at 5:30 on Friday. So I don't know if he's going to be there Wednesday on a 5:30 class. But we're going to see what happens. Obviously, I'm just like, I'm pretty sure he's really young.
So the real dedication is, are you going to show up every day at 5:30? I think that's the move to make.
Hell no.
Wear a nerd shirt as well.
No.
Yes. Well, you got to send signals. Smoke signals.
I kind of wish you save this story until you meet him, so we can have at least a description of what it looks like.
No, because then there's a build up at least. Like we can talk about this.
I know what he looks like.
We have an update. Yeah. In a couple of weeks.
Well, because he doesn't sound like my type. Because he has blonde hair and blue eyes.
Oh, he's a Nazi.
He doesn't look like Pedro Pascal or Oscar Isaac.
He's Ralph.
Yeah, he's an Aryan, is what you're saying.
Okay. Oh my god,
is his name Ralph?
Huh?
Is his name Ralph?
Mm-hmm. Ralph.
Sound of music.
No, I don't know. I don't typically like to date nerdy guys. One, because when she said Star Wars, I'm like, oh, I bet you he hates the new Star Wars movies.
Oh, yeah. Now I'm really curious. You got to ask him.
Yeah, I'm like, so what do you think about Acolyte, you know? And that's what automatically
No. You got to start strong with, so, Thoughts of the Last Jedi.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm gonna do.
Well, because you know,
I get a lot of shit. I get a lot of hate on my
That immediately helps let you know if it's, you know, a go or a no go.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly, that's gonna be my marker.
Saves you so much time.
I feel like it's very important. Yeah,
because I'm like, look, I have a BB-8 tattoo, so that automatically will tell you what I feel about the new movies. How badly do you hate them? And that will be my thing and stuff. But I also don't want to. I don't know. But yeah, so it's gonna be fun.
Just flash him with your BB-8 tattoo.
Yeah, I do feel like there's a lot of baggage now when you meet nerdy people.
Exactly,
because they have a lot of baggage.
Yeah, that's I have baggage. Crazy. You know, I'm not on team a lot of things, so it's gonna be like, I don't know. So
you can agree to disagree on some things, doesn't
that? I mean,
but a lot of nerds don't feel that way.
Yeah, no, true. I don't particularly like to date nerds for this reason, because it's like we have very opposing views.
I feel like we put a lot on this guy. This guy's a little timid. Right? Like, have you ever met him? You know what I mean? He might not even need to shit or something like that. You know what I mean?
He might not even opinions of him. We don't even know what his name is.
Relax, everybody. He might be even dude. I know his name. Like, everybody just calm down.
What is his name?
Well, I'm not going to say on the podcast. Yeah. I'm going to give him a little bit of privacy. Let's just say hello.
Let's wait till at the very least I see the person in person. How about that?
How about you just say the first two letters of the name and the last two letters of the name,
and then we'll guess.
The first letter is going to give it away. Like,
I'm kidding.
How about we just get off our ass? How about that?
How about, like, just so you guys are aware, nothing's going to come out of this because I'm not going to talk to this person.
Or maybe he'll talk to you.
I don't know.
Guys, we're psyching her out, and she hasn't even signed up for the class yet.
I know, right? No. I'm signed up. I am locked.
Oh, okay. She hasn't gone yet.
To move away from the topic, so that doesn't scare you anymore. I do have a question. You play pickleball?
I do play pickleball.
You play pickleball?
On Instagram, Albert.
I guess I must have missed that part.
Every Wednesday I play pickleball. I'm terrible at it. But
do you actually play by the rules, or do you just hit the ball?
There are rules.
So we don't play like the rule. We're party pickleball, so it's like social.
What is party pickleball?
I don't know. Like some of the rules are different.
Makes it more fun. You're saying? Whoa, shots fired.
Easier? I don't know.
Sorry, Kenny.
I'm in a league. I'm losing terribly. No. Okay. So here's the thing.
You're in a league.
So we're in a league. So you know, there's that sports league, Volo. They do all these sports like kickball, dodgeball, soccer. Anyway, they do pickleball. So we signed up for this because let's do something fun. Let's meet new people and also meet cute guys. but half the girls don't know the game. The other half do. The first game, it was one girl knew how to play the game. The other two, me and my other friend, had no idea what we were doing. So, you know, I watched like a couple YouTube clips. So I'm like, okay, I think I know what I'm doing. And I think I'm pretty athletic. So I can at least hit the ball, blah, blah, blah.
You don't even need to be athletic to play pickleball. That's the whole point.
Yes, you do. I thought it was in a Challengers movie, okay? I feel like
pickleball is not tennis. Pickleball is not tennis.
I'm hopping around. I'm hitting that ball.
You're definitely not playing pickleball properly. That's party pickleball. Okay.
I don't know. I'm taking it seriously. Whatever. Right. I'm competitive.
Party pickleball. Okay, go on.
So the team that we played, they were really bitchy, and they were like just getting mad because we weren't hitting the ball, and we hit the ball over the fence. Like, they just were a bunch of biatches. Can I say that word?
Yes, you can.
Okay. So
I'm on their side, by the way. I'm on their side. If I know any facts, I think I'm on their side.
Okay, thanks. Well, you know.
I mean, you signed up for a thing. You should know how to play, right? I mean, they're
no, it says it right there. Beginners, like beginner level. Like, it's not intermediate.
But they expect you to make contact. Come on, there's never a workout. Come on, guys.
In a profile, never play, like, you know, novice. So yeah.
just remember, Jumming, pickleball was a game that was created for old people.
Yeah.
I don't know how they play.
That's how sucky Anna and her partner is. They can't even be, because they're like old people and stuff like that. Come on, guys.
Well, I don't know how they do it.
I think party pickleball is like pickleball, but played like tennis, is my guess. Which is not what pickleball is.
So the girls, you know, they beat us, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. What was the score? Play them, I don't know, like 5-0?
There you go.
Okay. So, no, it's best out of three. So they got the three, best out of five. They won three games, blah, blah. So
they won three games out of five sets. That's a slaughter. So, all right.
They now come to each game. We play alongside them, and we play them again.
That's how much they hate you. They stalk you out every game. They boo you.
They bring a scoreboard now, so they're taking it very seriously. So they're like, "Oh, we're gonna win the championship," and we're like, "Okay, we're just here to have fun and meet people." And so this past week, we were playing
on their own. They brought a scoreboard.
Yeah, they did.
God,
yeah, they're taking it very seriously.
I feel like they're trolling you guys now, man.
Yes, they are.
You ever see that Dave Chappelle bit? Like, hey, wrap it up.
Well, you know what? We're having fun. We're socializing.
Yeah.
So we played them again, and I was 10 minutes late because of traffic.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time I got, so the game started at 6, so you have basically an hour to play.
Mm-hmm.
I got there at 6:15 with parking and walking over to the court. They were already like.
I'm sure they're chill. I'm sure they were very calm.
The only one of the girls showed up. The other girl was like a drop in. They were already winning. And like I go in and the other girls are chatting and they're like, oh, do you want to play? I'm like, sure, why not? Because I felt bad because I was late. I didn't warm up. They were literally done, won the games by like 6:25.
Look at that.
And I was like, that was humiliating.
I like these chicks. Yeah, I'm pro these chicks.
And then we played till 8 p.m. And I was like all warmed up and I was like hitting the ball. And I was like, why couldn't I play this like when we were actually playing to win? But yeah, so we got to play them again in like 2 weeks, I think. So I'm ready to lose, but it's humiliating because I'm like, you guys are so mean. We're just here to socialize. The last time we played, we got along really well.
Is there a trophy? Is there like a medal?
No, there's no trophy. You just say you won.
Just bragging rights, jumping.
It's social. It's social. We're just there to meet guys.
They're there to kill, man. They want trophy. They want prize.
they're like what easy prize? Marks right here.
Seriously.
No prize. We're just wanting to meet a boyfriend.
Yeah.
You know, well, we have two updates that we want from Jana next week or the following week. The gym guy, the nerdy gym guy, and her pickleball tournament, and see how that goes some more. Okay.
How bad it goes? Yeah. Well, you know.
I know we're running long, Jiameng. Did you still want to talk?
No, the story I have can be saved for next week.
Okay. I wanted to ask Anna about the adult donuts thing. The no sprinkles.
Oh my god! Oh my god! I was like, sir, do you have any fun? He like comes in and he's like, yeah, I want a dozen donuts, and he's like, no. He's like, only adult donuts, no sprinkles, no jellies, like none of like these like cereal donuts, none of that.
I didn't know they called adult donuts.
Is there extra glaze on adult donut?
Yeah.
Abba gets it. He knows what comes first.
Oh my God. Okay. Well, I got that. And so I was like, okay. And he's like, just pick them out. And I was like, all right. I'm like, okay. I'm picking out like the most basic ones. And then he just starts telling me. And I'm like, okay, sir, do you just want to pick them out? That way, like, I know like exactly what you want. He's like, no, keep going. And then he just guided me through the whole thing and all this stuff. But he was just like, very like, he's like, do not let the sprinkles touch the adult donuts. Wow. And I was like, okay, sir. Okay.
I've never heard that term.
But he's like, I don't want no fun donuts. Like, I just don't want no fun. I'm like, where are you taking these donuts? Like, even
I think we know where these are going.
Where are they going?
Oh, you don't ask the question.
Why?
Adult places.
Why can't you have fun donuts there? Why can't you have fun donuts? Why can't you
enjoy adult donuts?
It will be fun for the guy. Yeah, it will be fun for the guy.
He's talking about American Pie Fun.
Why are
things are happening here?
There we go.
Adult parties now.
Donuts like this, so they're all fun. Why can't you have sprinkles in your life?
You know what? No glaze. I'll figure it out by myself.
Unpopular opinion. I also am not crazy about sprinkles, so I'm not gonna be a biatch about it and like say make sure that it doesn't touch the sprinkles. Like, you can pick it out, dude. Yeah. Come on, be a man.
Sprinkles are pretty delicious.
Be an adult.
But he didn't even want anything. Like, he didn't want a jelly donut. Like,
he'll provide that. That's why.
Yeah,
so what if he wants just a plain donut?
You know what, man? I'll supply.
Like, did he just want a plain donut with glaze or just nothing at all?
He was okay with chocolate frosted. He was okay with the sugar. Yeah. He got the coconut ones, but like he just was like no sprinkles, no cereal donuts. It's
very particular. Yeah. It's OCD. It's called OCD, guys.
Yes, he has a preference. That's for sure.
Yeah.
But he said adult donut.
Yeah, that phrase.
He said he was going to an adult event.
Okay.
What's an adult event? A funeral?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess, I mean, if he's going to a funeral, you don't want sprinkles on things.
I need the key party.
At my funeral, then, I want order ahead. Sprinkles.
But then,
yeah.
Well, yeah, and everything pink, obviously, and glitter.
Yeah,
glitter
it brings everywhere. A friend.
Oh.
In the middle of the thing, you put your keys in there, you swap keys and stuff like that. The whole thing.
I don't know.
All right, I don't know, but okay.
I just never heard that. And I know people can be really particular about things, you know. Yep. So, lesson learned.
Yep. All right. Adult donuts. All right. Thanks for listening. You can find this podcast on Instagram, Blue Sky Threads, and YouTube at Stuff Junk Show. You can find me, Albert, on Instagram and Letterboxd at Albert5x5.
And you can find me on Instagram at RuthieGrace13 and Ruthie's Cats.
Find me on social media, JIAMINGLIOU.
You can find me on social media at Anna Voltage or on my other show, Most Extreme Ranking Challenge.
And Anime Las Vegas.
Oh, and I'm going to be at, and I'm going to be at Anime Las Vegas. So if you're going or you're in the area, hit me up.
And if you're not in the area, you can be at Anaheim for WonderCon or Alvi. Okay. Music has been provided by Gloomy June. Updates, contact info, ways to support us, and everything else is on the show notes found on whowhatwhereswhy.com. Oh, no, the episode is still going. Before we go, let's give our seven listeners some recommendations for this week. Zhao Ming, why don't you go first?
This is going to be my 5-minute bit. I'll save it for next week, next time we record. But I'll recommend it anyway. I went to the Lakers game on Monday. So the Lakers versus San Antonio Spurs. So I recommend going to the Crypto Arena. So it was a lot of fun. Go to the Lakers game. Sports. Yay. Good times.
Go see a live game, is what you're saying?
Yeah, go see a live game. Oh, so, okay. Yeah. Okay. I usually don't like it because, you know, traffic and being out with people. I usually don't like it. But with a Monday night, not a lot of traffic, not a lot, you know.
I find the Staples Center's parking area is actually pretty manageable. I actually don't mind it at all.
I was going to say this for my bit, but I parked where my friend stayed. He stayed at the Hotel Figueroa, which is like 2 blocks away from. I'm supposed to call it Crypto Arena, but let's just call it Staples Center. So, and that there's a parking lot, a public parking lot right next door. It's pretty easy. Like I said, maybe it's because it was a weekday, but it's pretty easy.
Yeah.
I'm actually
impressed with LA Live. They have pretty good parking. It's very manageable.
Yeah.
Gotta say. All right, go see a live game. Ruthie, what did you go next? Ruthie?
What do I want to see? Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah,
I can hear you. I thought that was Ruthie.
Mm-hmm. That was me.
No, that was like a weird little boo.
Yeah, that was me. Oh. I was going to recommend? I had something in mind,
High school. High school dudes are hot.
I mean, Anna, you know, if like all else fails, there's high school.
Yeah.
High school dudes, why not? You guys are incriminating ourselves on something we don't want to be incriminated on.
That's fine. You gotta get them young, but you just gotta wait a couple years.
No.
That big deal.
I'm sorry. I know I should be open to age, but I just cannot imagine dating anyone.
Friends.
I'm sorry. I can't baby you.
I am telling you, I am not the first though. Like I have a couple of other friends who are single and they have like these early 20 something guys hitting on them.
I mean, I got the vibes from a young 20 year old last night at the club.
I'm telling you, it's a thing.
Yeah, it's a
deal,
man. What
are you gonna do? I'm sorry. And then I had this one guy try to get fresh with me, and I was like, "I'm about to slap you, bro." And he's like, "Oh, are you good?" I'm like, "I'll be good when you get off of me."
So Ruthie's recommendation is date in your own age group. Gotcha.
Yes.
Age bracket.
What is you can date younger, you can date older, but just like, you know, within range.
I feel like that's the opposite of dating your age bracket when you say you can be older and younger. So that's the opposite.
Those two things don't connect. There's a bracket, right? Like, you know, when you're filling in your age, like your demographics, and it asks you, are you 31 to 44 years old? Like, okay, sure, that could be my demographic. Like,
31 to 44 is a huge gap.
I know, and I see it all the time.
35 to 42.
I feel like you should age in your generation area. Because I feel like you won't have anything to talk about if you dated somebody too young or if you dated somebody too old. You know, it's just like,
at this point, just take someone with a job and insurance. That's all you need.
Good 401k plan, okay?
Everything else will work itself out.
Right? And has no debt.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying.
Good luck with that.
And a decent amount of savings.
That's why, like, if things were like, you know, you have that one friend that's like, if you're single and I'm single, like, let's just get married. Right. I can't do that with my one friend because I would literally kill him because he's in so much debt.
Yeah.
No debt, have a job, have insurance, don't have a crippling gambling addiction or anything like that.
There you go. Lives on his own. Very important.
No.
All these movies and TV shows from the past that we used to watch where they say, like, date for love, not for money. You're saying that that's an old kind
that's
of
wrong. I think, that's wrong. I think you should date smart. Like, love is great. You can learn. It's true what they say. Like, you can learn to love the person if, like, you get along, you know, but you also have to be smart about it. You can't just, like, date because you love somebody. Because, like, mm-hmm. love could also be toxic. Mm-hmm. Love could be dumb.
In your mind, imagine the history of marriage in terms of years. How many thousands of years, right? Do you have that image in your head? Mm-hmm. Now imagine what Albert just talked about as far as the movies and TV. Which one is bigger, that illusion of TV and movies or the practicality of marriage through the thousands of years? You know what I mean?
Practicality.
That's what we're talking about.
I bring so much to the table. I need the guy to bring something to the table.
Marriage is a social contract. It's a social contract.
You know? It is.
It's not about, like, destiny and heart and all feelings. Yeah. And like, come on.
If I'm going to be accepted in society, I have to be married. Because right now, I'm a single woman who has, like, it doesn't matter. It's like, oh, you're single. In order for me to be accepted by half of my married friends and my parents to get off my back, I need to be married.
On my mom's side, I'm pretty sure my grandmother did not know her husband or meet her husband until the wedding night. Her marriage was one of a business for me. She had bound feet and stuff like that. You know what I mean? It was arranged marriage. So, you know,
wow.
It's great if you can find a marriage that's based on love and all that.
Yes. But, you know, still, Albert, yeah. I love that for you, Albert.
Albert's and my grandparents, like, our grandparents were, like, in love, I think. Really? Like, they married for love. And our grandfather was very much in love with our grandmother, and she was not a very nice person. So it's you know, it was an interesting marriage.
It took my parents like 30 years to finally admit they loved each other.
There's a lot of violence involved.
Yeah.
See, but that's what we grew up with, and that's I think that's what we're fighting against now. It's like, I don't want to have to wait 30 years for my husband to be the husband that I've always wanted, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just like he needs to be the person already.
No, yeah. I can't be putting all the work. I can't do all the work. I can't. I'm sorry.
Mm-mm. You shouldn't have to. What was our recommendation? So, yes, date within your age bracket and date within your economic bracket.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Maybe, again, Albert, yeah. I love what you have with your wife, and I hope to one day have that, but I just don't know if I have the confidence to find that.
Okay.
You're going to find it one day. Well, they met in high school, so, like, we kind of, like, missed that boat.
That's cute. But, like, you know, just, like, having, like, the love thing. I mean, I know Albert believes in it.
Hey, Anna, though, you might be able to meet somebody in high school.
I think I should just focus on the pickleball, man. Just win one game in the pickleball. That's all I want for her.
You saw challengers. Apply that with pickleball.
Yeah, there you go.
Exactly. Yeah. No, I feel it. I feel it in my bones. I am playing Zendaya, and I almost hurt my knee.
Next time you go to that match, put $20 down. You know what? Hey, man, let's just make this interesting. Yeah.
We played with one of my friends is friends with the Volo people, and he let us borrow his $200 paddles,
and they made
an abundance of difference, because my paddles are $13, okay? Yeah. So, you know, I was like, okay, maybe it's me, but when I played with that $200 paddle, I was on point, okay? Balls were hitting where they should be.
Yeah.
My balls were spinning.
Yeah.
Wow, I just Googled it. There's a pickleball racket paddle for $333.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's insane. Fancy. But I can tell the difference. It's crazy. Yeah. I'm not going to invest in paddle.
It's all in the grip.
Yeah, well, that too.
That's what they said. Okay, Anna, what is your recommendation?
What is my recommendation? Oh, my recommendation is play pickleball and watch Challengers. Mm-hmm. No. If you get a chance to watch Black Bag before it leaves theaters, definitely go watch it. It's a good experience. All things aside, someone prove me wrong and tell me that my eyes are wrong and it's not the movie itself.
Okay, I think that was John Ming's recommendation last week as well. Black Bag. Okay, and there's me. In light of very recent news, where the Korean court has sided with Adore, the music company, to have an injunction.
Is it New Jeans update?
Yeah, to have an injunction on saying that New Jeans and Jay-Z cannot do anything independent anymore. So, in light of that. Which I remember last year I said, oh, this is a bad idea. This is a bad move on their part because they're not going to win this. They didn't win it. They're going to challenge it again in next month. I don't know. But right now is they released a new song, and they also announced that they're going to go on hiatus. So, no. But
oh my God, Albert, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, anyways, but my recommendation has to do with more of what happened during this time, which is that there were like people taking sides between New Jeans and people taking sides with Adore and Hive, the parent company of Adore, and it became more of like, you know, we support the corporation, and then the other was we support the artists, and then oh, the artists should like just be glad that the corporation was we made them popular and all that stuff. Besides the social political ideologies about that, it came down to one fans of this group and fans of the company were very toxic about everything. You know, they were attacking each other people, all because they were blindly loyal to who they were following. And my recommendation is, and I recommend this before, don't have a parasocial relationship with celebrities or corporations.
Don't be a stalker, you mean?
No, it's not a soccer situation. It's like they're like so loyal to their brand. They're so loyal to the artists that they like that they're attacking other people. You know, even in comic book toxic thing. I don't know about physically, but it's just like such a bad situation. Like the fact that it should just not do that. Don't do that. That's my recommendation. Just don't be toxic. Don't be toxic in the name of what you love. And sometimes you shouldn't love a corporation, and sometimes you shouldn't love an artist or celebrities, especially when it makes you a bad person and you're just like toxic. So yeah, that's my recommendation. Don't do that. All right,
be toxic.
Don't be toxic. This was episode 857 of the Stuff and Junk Show. Thanks for joining us. Until next time, this podcast has been a Who What Where's Why production.
Pew,
pew, pew, we're done. Yay.
We did it.
Do,
wow.
Do,
we really.
Do, do, do,
do.
What? We did it again.
We did it again.
See you guys next week.
See you next. We never see you, Jemmy.
Literally.
That's true.